Well, the first leg of Ragbri has wrapped up with riders coming into Atlantic Sunday morning and all throughout the day on Sunday. We have three of the riders that were here for the first leg of Ragbri. Why don't we go identify yourself and right here?
Zach Humphries from Kansas City.
All right.
Al Hiller from Liberty, Missouri.
And I'm Craig Summer from Chicago, Illinois.
All right. Now, did all three of you ride that leg from Council Bluffs then to Atlantic? Or?
Yeah, we rode today.
Yep, we rode today too, yep.
All right. And you mentioned you had part of the leg or a full leg?
Well, none of us rode the full day.
Okay.
Honesty.
Yes,
we
right.
rode half the
honesty
leg.
Honesty is the best policy. Okay. Our bus brought us to Avoca because we have a nice bus and we have a nice team, so why not celebrate our time together, right?
And what's
your name? Or is that too corny?
No, not at all. What's your team name?
Team Bad Monkey.
Team Bad Monkey, okay. Have you done Ragbri before, all three of you, or any of you?
Yes.
Quite a few years.
My second year. All right, well, great.
My 20th year.
20th year. Wow, you're a veteran and by all means, right, of that ride. That's for sure.
I learn something new every day.
Yeah. Well, talk about that first leg from Council Bluffs here. Did you dip your traditional tires in the waters of the Missouri River?
We did not.
Unfortunately, we camped too far out of town to do that.
Okay. Well, as some people do that as a first-timer, I guess, and as tradition as the case may be. But talk about that first leg. What was it like, the weather and the towns that you passed through?
Well, everybody was very friendly. It was kind of a light crowd today, and it seems like everybody's really excited to see the riders.
Mm-hmm. The rain wasn't a pour. It was just like we got people from Seattle. It was Seattle weather.
Yeah, we got wet. Roads were wet, and we rode in a bit of drizzle and rain, but it's a beautiful day.
Well, it's perfect timing because the past couple of days, as you're probably well aware of, the heat and humidity was just incredibly oppressive for most people. And I think you got a good break riding on Sunday with the cooler, but slightly damp weather.
Yeah, no, it's much better than the heat.
Uh-huh, you bet. Did you stop along the way at any of the places, any of the towns?
Rhubarb Pie and Walnut.
Exactly. I was just going to say, yeah.
I think we had some bakery stuff in Walnut, bakery there that was really good.
Yeah. And I'm going to make a public service announcement.
Sure.
20 years on Ragbri, and the first pie that always sells out is always rhubarb. It should be in the Ragbri handbook. Lots of rhubarb pie, and if you think you've made enough, make more.
Good advice.
It's the first pie that sells out.
And did you have ice cream on top of that?
No.
Oh, you're missing out the best part of it.
Just straight up rhubarb, and none of this strawberry rhubarb
bingo
stuff.
Well, you got it. Rhubarb is one of the best pies out there, I'll have to say myself. But so when you got into town, what time did you guys arrive in Atlantic?
About 1:30, 2 o'clock,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's not so bad. And you imagine Team Monkey is your group there, right?
Right.
Team Bad Monkey.
Bad Monkey, okay. Okay, and what are some of the highlights that you guys saw along your route here?
I think there was just a pretty good array of nice panoramic views. I felt like we were up. Mm-hmm.
I noticed that the upper blades of the windmills were hidden by low clouds, which was really kind of cool. I mean, it was overcast, but just a gorgeous day to ride your bike in Iowa.
Yeah, it was a nice trip. Now, you're heading out to Winterset tomorrow sometime, I would assume, but tell us what that you're expecting on that route.
As I understand, it's going to be a little less hilly. I'm hoping that's true.
Mm-hmm.
So, do we see covered bridges tomorrow? Is that...
Yeah, you probably see a few when you get toward Winterset, no doubt, yeah. You mentioned the hills. Now, this is supposed to be one of the flattest Ragbris that they've had so far to date, at least. And what was your impression of that? Was it stressful or?
It wasn't bad for me, but there were hills, though.
There were hills, but then it flattened out towards here.
Yeah, well, that's always good. It's a challenge. And how many years have you gentlemen been biking altogether?
I've been biking about 50.
50, wow, yeah. And
about the same
since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're no doubt in top physical form for the ride in whichever form.
I'm sorry,
I get carried away here.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, so you're in close to top physical
some
form.
People actually know us.
The truth is out there, right?
Let's not exaggerate at all.
And what would you say to somebody that has not experienced Ragbri before? What do they need to prepare for this event? I mean, obviously, you can't just jump on your bike with a person of my condition and expect to ride across the state without having a heart attack.
I would say prepare yourself for a lesson in thinking through problems.
Patience.
Thinking through problems.
Yeah, roll with the punches because something unexpected is going to happen, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, you have mechanical failures on the bikes. I've heard a few reports of that already on the scanner during the day on Sunday, and also some accidents.
Thinking through problems.
Patience.
Thinking through problems.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Roll with the punches because something unexpected is going to happen. Mm-hmm. Right.
So. Well, you have mechanical failures on the bikes. I've heard a few reports of that already on the scanner during the day on Sunday, and also some accidents, of course, that will happen to one form or another, regardless whether you hit a bump on the road or whether something just breaks on your bike. Did you see anything of that nature on your first leg?
We didn't see it, but I'd like to give a shout out to Team Hard, who actually pushed their bus across the intersection.
They pushed their bus across the intersection.
Well, unbelievable.
Their bus broke down today, and they had to push their bus to our
team. Yeah, they're in the background. They're just cheering themselves on. That's right. Good job, guys. All right, so on Rag Brian, when you're here in Atlantic for Sunday night, we're recording this on Sunday afternoon, and what do you expect to be doing for the evening?
We're going to go to town and get some dinner and watch this concert.
Hairball, a freakout, I think it is. It's the first one, and then it's Hairball, the main act, and they're scheduled to take the stage, I believe it is, at 9 o'clock, according to the latest reports.
That's too late for me. I'm old. I go to bed at 9 anymore.
I hear you. I do the same thing, 8 or 9, depending on how long the day was. But what time do you expect to head out tomorrow morning, then?
Probably about 7, 8.
7 or 8 o'clock, yeah. Yeah, that's about right. And do you get breakfast before you leave, or do you? What keeps you fueled for these rides?
There's beer.
Beer.
Yeah, I will eat breakfast all along the way. Okay. I have my favorites. I've been ride rag by enough. I have a favorite place. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's beer is a good thing, at least for the nighttime hours. Help you sleep, I suppose. But I'm not sure about the daytime, but whatever works for you.
Slice of pie in the morning.
Slice of pie, right.
And rhubarb pie, if you can find it.
Yeah. Now, I know they say that you should stay hydrated, and, of course, with the cooler weather, that should help. But do you drink a lot of water along the way then?
Oh, yeah. I drink a ton of water.
Yeah. And do you keep? I assume you keep a bottle on your bike for that sort of thing. And what about the stops where you pass through towns, like such as you did Sunday morning, and such as you will be doing Monday morning? They have water buffaloes there. They have all sorts of medical facilities available for any scrapes, injuries, whatever, or just for if you're generally tired out.
Oh yeah, there's tons of support.
Mm-hmm. And what about the sag wagon? That's been around. I've seen that drive through town this morning. There've been a couple of people with that, but. It's nothing to be ashamed of to have to ride that.
Nope, not at all.
All right, that's good. What are your thoughts on the ride in general? I mean, you mentioned that you've been on this for 20 years, and you've been on this for, what, 15 years, you said?
Every bit of 15.
Every bit of 15, and yeah. I mean, are things different from they have been in the past years as far as Rag Bri is concerned so far?
Yes.
How's that?
There's a lot more rules.
Really?
When I started, there was almost no rules.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think of the rules? Keeping in mind this is a family program.
Yes, I'm trying to figure out how to phrase that. My concern is the average age of ridership. Like how is this ride going to keep going forward? I mean, it seems like it's aging out. It's like, well, how do you get young riders in this to keep this going?
Right.
That's my biggest concern. Because I'll probably do this for a lot more years, and I'd like to see it healthy and keep going.
Mm-hmm.
How is Rag Bri going to do that? Mm-hmm. The average age keeps going up of the ridership.
Yeah. I haven't noticed that there have been that many young riders, as you mentioned, just from what I've seen and what I've heard. There's mostly the older riders, probably anybody from around, what, 30 on up, I suppose?
Mm-hmm.
And to what do you attribute that? I mean, you mentioned the rules earlier, but what do you attribute the fact that there aren't a lot of young riders on this ride or any particular getting out and exercising for that matter?
I don't know. I mean, I honestly don't know. Like, what was the draw to begin with? It was, you know, it was an adventure across Iowa, you know, when they started it. And my team, like Al and I, are kind of like the newbies on the team, even though we have a lot of years. There's people on our team 30, like mid-30s, close to 40 years of doing this. Why have they kept going? I mean, there's something that you either love it or you hate it, and you keep coming back. But how do you attract newer riders to experience that? I don't know.
Are the fees something that tend to weigh on a person that may be interested in starting?
I think they're pretty reasonable.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they cover a lot of bases.
So. Yeah.
And what do you think of the people, some people that obviously when Rag Bri comes through a town, 90% of them, I'd say, are happy to have you guys here and the entourage and the support vehicles and all that sort of thing. There's always that small percentage that say, God, I wish they wouldn't come through town. Or, mm-hmm. or you know, I mean, it's like, geez, they're gonna inhibit my way of getting to work in the morning, that sort of thing. It's for 2 days.
It's for 2 days out of their lives.
Yeah.
We'll make them love us.
Yeah. And hopefully they make a little money in the process.
Well, yeah, I'm sure that the church groups and other local civic organizations and stuff like that really appreciate you, because this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for them, at least as far as when RAGBRAI comes through. It happens not every year, of course, so it's a good opportunity for them to fundraise and help out with their organizations.
Well, and to meet people from all over the world. I've ridden with people from all over the world,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I always meet somebody new from all over the United States coming to Iowa.
Yeah, I mean, it is
it's amazing.
It is quite a cacophony of people from all over the world. They come. You'd be surprised, or some people might be surprised to find out that people come from out of the country, not, you know, from across the sea to come to Iowa and get some of that Iowa hospitality.
Mm-hmm.
And what would you say to somebody that needs to prepare for this type of ride? I think we've discussed a little bit of this before, but what type of training does it take to get prepared for this?
You have to be on your bike. You can't train yourself to sit on a bike saddle for as many hours as we do on this without actually taking the time to be on your bicycle. But anybody can do this. It's not insurmountable. And you just look at it as a bunch of 10-mile rides strung together.
Right. I mean, they can start out slow, obviously, mm-hmm. and for those that have not gotten their legs, do you still get the wobbly legs from time to time when you're riding this?
It depends on how much fun we've had the night before.
I hear you. All right. Guys, anything else you'd like folks to know about this RAGBRAI trip? I appreciate you taking the time to stop by and talk to us here at the KJAN studios this evening. And for Monday morning, we'll listen to this on Heartbeat today. But what are you, any final thoughts that you have as you prepare to go on to the next leg?
We just appreciate everybody hosting and being so hospitable to us as we roll through town and have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the overwhelming generosity of Iowans is, well, it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
I mean, well, this is a traveling city.
It's not a circus, it's a traveling city.
It's a traveling city, and you just can't imagine it until you've actually ridden it.
Right.
And been a part of it.
Now, are all three of you going across the state to the Mississippi down to Keokuk?
Yeah.
Only going halfway this year.
Only going halfway, yeah.
Okay, so you're going halfway.
Indianola, yep.
All righty, well, that's at least you're doing it again and having fun with your friends and Team Bad Monkey. All right, guys, any final thoughts?
Nope.
Thanks for having us.
All right, thanks for stopping by.